Daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Vav. We left off toward the bottom of Daf Ayin Hey Amud Bey, about 7-8 lines before the end of the page. We're going to first discuss why it is that if we're going to continue our discussion of the Mun. So we mentioned yesterday at the end of the Shir that the Mun was something that was Nivla Biramache Varim. It was something, there was no waste product of the Mun. It went into a person's body and that was it. So the Gemara is going to discuss why it is in the Midbar we needed shovels. Presumably the shovels were there to dig holes so that people could defecate, so that people could go to the bathroom. So why, if they never had to go to the bathroom, what did they need shovels for? So that's going to be the first discussion. We're also going to talk about, on the top of Amud Aleph, why the Mun had to fall every day. Couldn't Hashem just give it to us once a year and make it last for the year? Why did he have to do it every single day? The Gemara is also going to talk about how much Mun fell, the height of the piles of Mun that piled up when it fell from the Shemayim. And then toward the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to get back into the Chamesh Inuyim. We're going to have the source for the idea that there are five Inuyim, sources for the idea that Shtiyah Bechlal Achila, that Shtiyah, the drinking, is considered the same as eating. We're going to prove on the top of Amud Beis that Tirosh means wine, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of the effects that wine has, how wine could be a very positive thing, it could be a very negative thing, it's a very dangerous kind of item, it could be very helpful or very, very damaging. And then we're going to go back to discuss more of the Chamesh Inuyim, the idea that Rechitza and Sicha are both considered an Inuy, where that comes from, that Rechitza and Sicha are considered not bathing and not anointing oneself is considered an Inuy for Yom HaKippurim. So we left off, I think, about 8 lines before the end of the page, toward the end of the line, Elama Ani Mekayim. So once we already said that it's Nivla, that the Mun is Nivla, B'masayim V'arba Shmona Evarim, that the Mun becomes totally absorbed in a person's limbs, so Elama Ani Mekayim V'yaseh Tielecha Laznecha. So why does the Pasuk say that we need a shovel in addition to all of our weapons, that we need to have shovels in the Midbar if there was no waste product? I was preparing the daf yesterday, I thought that was the daf only coincidence. We talk about shovels on a snow day. I don't know. So anyway, so why is it that it talks about shovels? Dvarim shetigri musolam mochnos on them. It's because we didn't only eat mud; we also ate things that merchants from the Umosolam would sell us along our way. So that had a waste product, and that's why we needed the shovels. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta Omer, af dvarim shetigri musolam mochnos on them, mud mafigan. No, the mud was so powerful that it was able to counter whatever effect the regular food that we bought from the Tigri Umas Olam had on us, and therefore there was no waste product even from that. Once we ate Mun, allowed all of the other food that we ate to be Nivla Baramach Ivarim as well. Elamani Makayim Yasi Tielachal Aznecha. Aye, so what did we need the shovels for? La'achas Shesarchu Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ani Amarti Yu Kamalach Yashares. Once we already started to sin, we started to complain about the Mun. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I thought that I was going to treat you so well, I was going to make you like Malachi Hashares, that you're not going to have any, there's going to be no waste from what you eat, and it's going to be wonderful, you're so elevated. But now that you're complaining about the Mun, so now you're going to have to use the bathroom, and you're going to have to travel 3 parsos in order to go and trouble yourself to use the bathroom. He says, I saw that location, and it's 3 parsos is the area that's described. When they went to the bathroom, they didn't go forward or to the side, they had to go backwards. So, because the point is, when you go to the bathroom, a person wants privacy. So they didn't want to go forward or to the side because they had no idea when the camp was going to travel again and where it was going to travel. It could have taken a right turn, it could have taken a left turn. One thing they were pretty sure was that it wasn't going to go backwards. So they would go backwards to go to the bathroom. V'atan avshenu yav she'im kol amru asid man zeh shetipach b'me'em. They thought, or they said that this man is sheyitpach b'me'em via hard game is the girsa that the Bach adds in. They thought that the Mun was going to swell in their stomachs and was going to kill them. Could it possibly be healthy? Was there ever such a thing as a human being that ingested things and didn't excrete them? This is a big problem, they thought. They thought that they were going to die from this. So because of this complaint, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I wanted you to be like Malachi HaShareis. I guess you're not interested in being like Malachi HaShareis, so you're going to be just like regular people. And you're you're going to have to be matriach yourself to go to the bathroom, just like regular people have to. Ukshenamru dvarim lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, amr lehem, al tikri avirim ela evarim. When this was said to Rabbi Shmuel, he said, it shouldn't be read avirim, rather evarim. Davar shenivla b'masayim v'arba'im u'shmona evarim. That which is absorbed in the 248 evarim. Elamani mekayim v'yasei t'yelachal aznecha. So again, a different version of this conversation. So what do we do with the pasuk about the shovels if it was nivla in ramach evarim? B'dvarim shabon lehem in Medina Siyam. It's things that they imported from Medina Siyam. Davar acher lechem avirim ochal ish ze Yoshua sheyor lo mon keneged kol Yisrael. That when it says lechem avirim ochal ish, that an ish ate the lechem avirim, that's a reference to Yoshua, as Rashi points out. Sha'ola im Moshe ad chumei ahar, where Yoshua accompanied Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe went up to Arsina, Yoshua accompanied him right until the border, right until the boundary of the mountain. And Yoshua was there all alone. So man had to fall specifically for Yoshua outside of the camp of the rest of Klal Yisrael. So is Yarod Laman Keneged Klal Yisrael. How do I know that that's a reference to Yoshua? Just because it says Lechem Avir Machal Ish. So Ksiv Hacha Ish Uksiv Hasam Kachlachas Yoshua Benun Ish Asher Ruach Bo. So it says over here Ish Lechem Avir Machal Ish, and we know Yoshua is described as an Ish Asher Ruach Bo. So that's how we know that the man fell specifically for Yehoshua. Ve'ema Moshe Dichsiva Ish Moshe of Ma'od, but maybe it's referring to Moshe, because Moshe is also described as Viha Ish, so don't you see that Ish might mean Moshe? Answers the Gemara, done in Ish me Ish, ve'ein done in Ish me Viha Ish. The word Ish is what we're looking for, the word Viha Ish is a little bit different. So even though we have Gzer Shav, as the Gemara points out in several places, the Shava Kohen, Uva Kohen, Vishav Uva, we could use for the same Gzer Shav, that's as the Gemara points out in several places. That's only when there's lecha de damile, when there's no two exact words. But when you have two words that are exactly the same, you'd much prefer to use the words that are exactly the same rather than to go with something that's not exactly the same. I wasn't sure what this meant, that Yoshua yored lo man keneged kol Yisrael, that it was the man came down for him keneged, corresponding to kol Yisrael. So Rashi points out that Yoshua was all alone, but still, what does that mean? That it was keneged, literally he had that much money, he had as much money as the rest of Klal Yisrael. Why would he need that much money? A person takes more than his portion and it goes to waste anyway. You can't save it. So what did he need that amount of money for? So Ben Eliakim says Keneged Kol Yisrael means, yeah, exactly that. It means that he had as much money as all of Klal Yisrael. So the Marsha explains that you have to realize the man was a davar ruchani. It was a spiritual food. It wasn't only a physical food. So when we say that it was Keneged Kol Yisrael, it means that Yeshua was on such a level that he needed the kind of sustenance, the kind of spiritual sustenance that all of Klal Yisrael put together required. Sfasema says no. Keneged Kol Yisrael means that his zuchus was Keneged the zuchus of Kol Yisrael. Just like man came down for Klal Yisrael, when Yeshua was standing all alone, the man came down separately just for him. In the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Beshalach, he explains based on the Gemara in Tainis Daf Tes Amud Aleph that the man came down in the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches says that on the seventh day of Adar Moshe Rabbeinu died, and we still had man for the next 40 days. For the man shebikleihem, we saved up man that lasted us for the next 40 days until Tes Zayin Nisan. Why? That was in the zchus of Yoshua. How was Yoshua zochet to provide us with man for 40 days? It was in the zchus of him waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai for 40 days. So when we say Yared Lo Man Keneged Kol Yisrael, it's a melitza. It's saying that Klal Yisrael is nisparnes with the man because of the zuchus of Yoshua in waiting for Moshe. But it's not referring to any massive storm of man that came down specifically for Yoshua at that time. It's describing what would happen in the end after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, how Yoshua's zuchus is what allowed the man to continue to sustain Klal Yisrael for an additional 40 days. That's how the Meshech Chachma understands. So further about the man, the Gemara asks, 5 lines, in Shalu Talmidav it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmidim asks Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai the following, Mipnei malo yarad lechem Mipnei malo yarad lechem Yisrael man pam achas b'shana. Why didn't the man come down once a year? Why does it have to come down every single day? I don't know why once a year would have been the default position, would have been the, why not just come down once? I don't know why the question was, specifically once a year. But that was the question that they asked. Why didn't the mun come down once a year? Why was it necessary for the mun to fall every single day? Amr lahem, so he said, Em shalcha mashal ma davar dome. Let me give you a mashal to explain it. L'melech basar v'dam sheyesh l'ben echad. Imagine that you have a melech basar v'dam, a regular king, who has only a single son. He has only one prince. Pasuk lo mezonosof pamachas b'shana, v'lo yemakbil p'nei aviv el pamachas b'shana. So once a year he provides him with whatever he's going to need for that year. And then, you know, often he saw his son. It was once a year, whenever the son needed him, whenever the son needed to replenish his supplies. Amru pasuk mezonosof b'chol yom, v'yemakbil p'nei aviv kol yom. So instead, he was pasuk mezonosof kol yom. He decided that he was going to give him daily sustenance and only what he needed for that day. And that way the son would at least come and say hello every single day. He would come and visit every single day. So it was about creating that sense of a relationship. Af Yisrael, mi sheyesh la'arba v'chamisha banim. So too, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, if you have a person who needs food, he's got four or five kids, and he needs food, hayadoig va'omer, shemelo yerid man l'machar. So he was always worried, maybe the man's not going to come the next day. He was every day, he only had that day's sustenance. For nimtzu kulan meisim barav, and all my kids, rachman al-san, they're going to die. So nimtzu kulan mechav, so that caused a connection to everyone wanted to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone had to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. So the Rabbi Eliyakim says that they were mispalim vakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the next day they would also find their mizonos, but if the man was yorid bebas achas for the whole year, they wouldn't have to worry about that. They wouldn't be mechavin as libam l'shamayim, because even though they realized that all the food they're eating every single day comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's something that that need creates. There's a certain sense of connection that a feeling of chisaron creates. So when a person feels that sense of chisaron, he's going to connect a little more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is one explanation of why it is that the man falls every day and not just once a year. Rabbi Eliyakim said, asked the question, points out that they asked, why didn't the man fall once a year, rather every day? The reason they asked dafka pamachas b'shana, not pam b'chodesh or once forever. So that the question was, why didn't it fall? Why didn't it come like grain grows? Meaning, there's the harvest is once a year, so that's what they were asking. I mean, it's food. So the question is, why doesn't this act like normal food? Where normal food is harvested once a year. Okay. So anyway, so that the answer was in order to create that relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the when I teach Chassanim, I always tell them, you think, you know, the way a man thinks is that if he buys his wife a rose, she's happy. So if he buys her 12 roses, she's 12 times as happy. No, it'll make her 12 times happy if he buys her a rose 12 times. That going, when you go out of your way and have a little, show that you're thinking of her on a consistent basis, that means a little more. So that's true with our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam as well. We could daven really, really hard once a year in Yom Kippur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven every single day. He wants us to connect to him on a daily basis. Another explanation of why the man fell every single day and not just once a year is so that we can eat it when it's fresh, and much better to have it fresh than to have it stale. I don't know why, meaning that what you see from here is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously could have given us a year's supply and kept it fresh, you know, like he did with the Lechem HaPanim, he kept it fresh all week. So nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to minimize the miracles. Even the heavenly bread that comes down miraculously, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's going to provide that bread, he's going to make it work in some way, at least like normal food. Another explanation is because of the Masoy HaDerech, that to schlep around a year's supply of food is very difficult. If you ever go on a trip somewhere where there's not going to be an ample supply of kosher food, so the half the car is filled with food, because we're always very careful to make sure that we're not going to run out of the food. We're always going to have enough of. But that's a big schlep to schlep around all that amount of food. So those are the three possible explanations of why man fell every single day. Good. Ukvar hay Rabbi Tafron Rabbi Shmuel v'zkenim yoshvim oskim parsha saman. One time, Rabbi Tafron Rabbi Shmuel and v'zkenim were all sitting there, were discussing the parsha saman. Vayirav Lazar Amudai Yoshev b'nein, and Rabbi Lazar Amudai was sitting amongst them in this conversation. Nen Rabbi Lazar Amudai va'amar. So Rabbi Lazar Amudai got up and he contributed to the conversation, and he said as follows: Man shiyard lan liyisrael hayugavoa shishim ama. The man that fell down, that came for Klal Yisrael, was 60 amos high, meaning it fell in such large numbers, that it was in such large measure, that there was piles that were 60 amos tall of man that came down min hashamayim. Amlo Rabbi Tarfon, Modai, and Masayata Megaviv Dvarmu, maybe Alenu. So he said to him, when are you going till when are you going to continue to gather things and bring them to us? Meaning, where did you get this idea from? Where did you pull this from? This idea that it was 60 amos high. What a strange idea. Now, that is an unusual expression. I don't know where we have such an expression. Megaviv Dvarim Umevi Alenu. So the Ben Yoyada points out that he dafka picks this lashon of being Megav, collecting and gathering, because Rabbi Tarfon knew that Rabbi Lazar Modai was in the habit of saying ramazim that were combinations of different things that were taken from different places. So he understood that where he got this shir of shishim ama was based on a remez that he took from the psukim. The man is called the lechem, but it's also compared to dvash and to shemen, as we already saw that depending on who was eating it, it was also compared to dvash and shemen. So Rabbi Lazar Modai mixed the dvash and shemen together, which is b'minyan b'gematria tafresh sadivav gematria shishimama. So he figured that's where he got it from, that it's all big gematria. So he says, what are you gathering together all these different teachings and trying to make a gematria with the dvash, with the shemen? Why would you say such a thing? So he said, no, I have a different source. Amrlo Rebbe mikra ani doresh. I darshan more directly from a pasuk. Pasuk says chameshas re'amam milamala gavra mayim vechas v'aharim. By the mabul, the pasuk describes that the water was 15 amos high and covered up the mountaintops. V'chi chamesh esrei ama behema, chamesh esrei ama, v'chamesh esrei baharim, v'chi maya shuri shuri kaimi. Well, certainly if it was 15 amos high on ground level, it wasn't 15 amos above the mountains. Meaning, it can't be that the water was at different levels in different places. The water evens out. So v'oh teva echisagia. Plus, how would the teva get up to the mountaintops if the water was only 15 amos off of the ground level? Ella, what you have to say is nifku kol mayanos tahom, rabba ada ashumaya bahadituri vada chamesh esayama milamala gavra mayim. That serious drainage problems. The water didn't drain at all, and it just continued to grow, to go up and up and up until it went 15 amos above the mountain level. V'chieza mida meruba mida tova mida pranas. Now, in general, which is a more extreme mida? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us in larger measure? Does he give us punishment or reward in larger measure? So we know HaViyomer Mida Tova Meruba Midas Pranas. Mida Tova is greater than Midas Pranas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us reward in larger measure than he deals out Pranas. So B'Midas Pranas HaOmer V'Arubos HaShemayim Niftachu. By the Midas Pranas it says Arubos HaShemayim Niftachu, that the skylights, the windows of heaven opened up. B'midat tova u'omer, and by midat tova it says when vayitzav shchakim imal v'dalse shemayim pasach vayamter aleim man lechol u'degan shemayim nasal namo. So it describes the opening up of the heavens to give us the man. The dalse shemayim, the doors of heavens, are opened up. Vitana, kama arubos yesh bedelas. How many arubos are there in a delas? A delas is bigger than an aruba. An aruba is just a window. A delas is a door. It's something larger. So how many windows are there in a door? Arba harekan shmona. So there are four, and if there are two delasos, so that's eight arubos, the equivalent of eight arubos. So if the arubos, if the two windows opened up, and that led to 15 amos of water above the mountain level, so when you have the dalsos hashemayim open up, nims of man shiyar lem liyisrael gavoa shishim amos. It's going to be four times that amount. It's going to be 60 amos. Tanya Isi ben Yuda Omer, Munch Yardam Yisrael Miskabrava Ola at Sharon also called Malchim Mizrach Umarav. The Mun continued to strengthen and come down hard until all the Malchim Mizrach Umarav saw it. It was a public thing that everyone should be able to see. Shenemar, Tarach Lefanei Shulchan Neged Sarurai, that the Shulchan is set Neged Sarurai, that those the enemies of Klal Yisrael are going to see it. Amar Abai, Shema Mina, or Kosi Ravaya, the Gemara now dash into the next part. Amar Rabbi Shmamina, Kasa de David the Alma Dasi, Masun Vasun Vichad Luga Machzik. The coast that David HaMelech is going to use in Olam Abba is going to hold 221 lug. Shenemar Kosi Rivaya, Rivaya Begematria Hachihava. The Gematria of Reish Vav Yodei is 221. So that's how we know that his coast is going to hold 221 lug. A simple question the Tos Yeshanim raises. Pasuk doesn't say that it's lug, it just says the gematria is 221. How do you know that it's lug? Maybe it's 221 gallons, any other measure in the world. How do you know that it's dafka, that it's dafka lug? So they explain that since the smallest midah that we find in the Torah is a lug, so it's mistaver that it's referring to the smallest midah. I mean, that's the minimum over here that it could possibly be referring to. That's what Tosfei Rush say as well. Rabbeinu Eliakim says that the is from the fact that it says b'shemen roshi kosi, that David HaMelech said in the midah of shemen that they would put al rosh mitaher. That's what they would put in this coast. That the comparison to shemen on the rosh. So the shemen on the rosh mitaher is a lug. The pach shemen of mitzora held a lug. The pach shemen that they would put on a mitzora. So that's how many lugin will be the kosi kaminyan rivaya. The number of the gematria equivalent of rivaya is the number of lugin that will be in the coast. So says the Gemara, Hello Damya. Now going back to what Reb Lazar Madai said. Reb Lazar Madai again was the one who said that the Mun was 60 amos high. So Hello Damya, how can you compare it to the Mabul? Hasam Barbar Yomin Hacha Chadashaita. By the Mabul, it was a buildup of 40 days. So yeah, when the windows of Shemayim open up for 40 days, it's going to be 15 amos high. But the Mun opened up in one moment each day and the Mun came down. So that tells you at 60 amos high. Hasam Lukuli Alma Hachli Yisrael. And furthermore, over there it was for the whole world, and over here it's only for the Jewish people. So maybe it's even more because it was all concentrated into one place. So says Gemara, Reb Lazar Madai, Psicha Psicha Gamar. That was a different drasha that he really learned it from. It says Psicha by the Arubos Hamabul, and it was 15 amos for two Arubos. So by the Psicha that it says by the Dlasel Shemayim by the Mun is also 15 amos for every two Arubos, but it's 8 Arubos in total because it's two doors, so that's Psicha Psicha Gamar. He learns Psicha Psicha and that's where he gets the numbers. Asr Ba'achila. Good, so going back to our discussion of the Chamishinuim. So we said that on Yom HaKippurim one is not allowed to eat, and one is also not allowed to drink, and Sicha and Ruchitza and Nil Sandal and Tashv Shamita. So Hani Chamisha Inuyin Kenegan Mi. What do these Chamisha Inuyin correspond to? So Amar Rav Chisda Kenegan Hei Inuyin Sheba Torah. It says five different Pesukim in the Torah where Inuyim are listed, where the concept or the term Inuy comes up. Pasuk says Uba Asar, the full Pasuk Basar, the Chodesh Vi Azeh, on the 10th day of this 7th month, Mikra Kodesh Elchem, Vi'i Nisem Es Nafshal Seichem. Right, that's the first time it says Inuy. And then we have another pasuk of Ach Ba'asar, where the pasuk is Ach Ba'asar L'Chodesh Shvi Hazeh Yom HaKippur Hu Mikra Kodesh Yalechem V'I Nisem Es Nafsho Seichem. So it's already we see that the pasukim are not being listed in order. The first pasuk is Ba'Midbar Chav Tes. Now we're going Vayikra Chav Gimel. Not 100% clear. I saw some of the Achorim discuss why it is that the pasukim are not being put in order. But Shabbos Shabbosim is the third pasuk. Pasuk says Vayikra Chav Gimel also Shabbos Shabbosim L'Chem V'I Nisem Es Nafsho Seichem. Batisha l'chodesh, and it's from that pasuk that we make the drasha. What do you mean? Batisha l'chodesh on the 9th day, the fast is on the 10th day. So kala ochel batishas kilu misana chi vasiri. The Gemara makes that drasha in a couple of different places. Then we have v'shabbos shabbason, another shabbos shabbason, also in Vayikra Tazayin, even earlier, Shabbos Shabbos Nilachem V'Yinisim Esnaf Shoseichem Chukas Olam, and then we have V'Haisa Lachem, which is in Vayikra Tazayin also, V'Haisa Lachem L'Chukas Olam, V'Chodesh Shri Basa L'Chodesh Ta'anu Esnaf Shoseichem, V'Chol Ma'asa L'Sasu, etc. So we have Lashon of Inui in all of these places. So that's how we know that there are five Inuyim. So what's the impression that you get? The major discussion, the major machlokus Rishonim that we have in this parak is whether the Chamish Inuyim are Da'arais or Darabanan. So from this Gemara, you get the impression that it's Da'arais or it's Darabanan. So this is a machlokus in the Rishonim. Some, all the Rishonim point to this Gemara, that this Gemara is definitely commenting on that issue. But Rishonim says, you see in this Gemara that it's clearly only Darabanan, because the Gemara does not ask Chamish Inuyim Minalan, Mehechanafkalan. It doesn't ask, where do we know it from? It says, Keneged me, Keneged ma, what does it correspond to? What does it correspond to? Keneged me? What kind of question is that? No, we're trying to come up with an asmachta. It's a drabanan, but there's some asmachta that we wanna connect it to. That's how the Tos Yishanim said in Dafa Ein Gimel Amud Beis. The other Rishonim, however, say the Rosh is medayik from our sugya that it's got to be daraisa that we're quoting psukim to show about chamesh inuyim. In fact, in the girsa that the Sheiltos has in the Sheilto Kuf Samach Zayin, he's gores minolan, not keneged me, and the Bahag also minahanimili. The Smag also, they all have different girsos where it sounds much more like it's a din daraisa. In Rav Elchanan in the Kovei Tzaharos, he has a chakir. These five things that are asr and Yom Kippurim that we learn the Chamesh Inuyim from the five times it says Inuy, is the Isser a bittul Inuy, meaning an Isser, or is it an Isser Achilu Mitzad Atzmo, meaning is it that there's you're not allowed to eat, or is it that since al yedei achila you're being mevatel the inui, so that's what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be mevatel your inui. You're not allowed to ruin your inui. It says nafkamina. If it turns out that an achila that you could do an achila, it's not going to be mevatel the inui. It's going to be mutter if the whole issue is to be mevatel the inui. Or do we say from ta'anu we just learned the five inuyim, but each of the five inuyim is asr mitzaratzman. They each take on their own character as their own shame isser, but it's not about the bittul inui. The Gemara discusses if a person eats an achila gasa on Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Nem Amud Aleph brings a raya that an achila gasa is not called achila from the fact that the Reish Lakish holds that someone eats achila gasa on Yom HaKippurim is pater. It says dosuuna and al de achila gasa is not mevatel the inui. So Rav Elchanan points out that according to Abaye, it's not a raya from Yom HaKippurim to call a Torah. Because it could be that Be'emes Be'kola Torah Achila Gasa is called Achila, but Be'yom HaKippurim Yipata, because it's only the Isser is only a din of Bitul Inui. So how is that a riot to Kola Torah Kulus? Al Karach, you have to say that the Sugya in Yevamos is going like what Rav Elchanan claims in Shitas Rava, that Yom Kippurim, the Isser is an Achila, is an Isser Achila, is not just an Isser of Bitul Inui. He makes it totally in the Machlokas, in the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. And Daf Ayin Chesam and Beis, the Gemara is going to have later on about Ni'ilas Kav Sheyesh Bo Ksisin, where Abaye says that Asur Mishum Tanug and Rav is Matir because there's no Tanug involved. So he says that you see Abaye holds that the Isser is Mishum Bittul Inui. So if you wear very uncomfortable shoes, so it's not a Bittul Inui, and Rav holds that no, it's an Isser of wearing shoes. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's Bittul Inui or not. So many other rayas Rav Elchanan has a fascinating discussion about what the nature of the entire Isser of Yom HaKippurim is. So that's the chakir of Rav Elchanan. So says Gemara further now. So Hani Chamisha Havu Vanan Shisatana. Wait a second. You just quoted five psukim to tell me that there are five inuyim, but if you actually look in the Mishnah, there are six inuyim mentioned in the Mishnah because it talks about achila and shtia separately. So when you count achila, shtia, rechitza, sicha, nila, sasandul, tashma, shamita, that's six inuyim. It works out conveniently because when they teach little children the chamesh inuyim and Yom Kippurim, so the children come home with chamesh inuyim. And it's perfectly fine because they have achila and shtia as separate inuyim. But the Gemara asks, but that's we know that tashma shamita is an inuy also. So there are six inuyim. There aren't five inuyim. So it says Gemara shtia bechal achilahi. No, the rule is that shtia is included bechal achila. That's one and the same. It's the same inuy. Mishabura writes if a person is mekabel on himself tosefes yom kippurim, he's not allowed to do rechitza v'sicha. And Mishabura says that if he's mekabel tosefes on erev Tishbav when he's wearing his shoes, he's asur b'kol dvarim that Tishbav is that you're not allowed to do on Tishbav except from nilas sandal, because when you're wearing the shoes, it's kilu you made it tonight that you're. you're not being makabel that part. So if a person makes it tonight beferish, you see that you can be makabel to sefes tainus only legabe certain things and not legabe others. Meaning, if a person wants to be makabel to sefes tainus only legabe achilu v'shtia and not by other things, so that lechora would work. So Rabbi Zilberstein raises the question: what if a person wants to be makabel tainus le'inyan achila to sefes tainus le'inyan achila, but not le'inyan shtia? Does that have any value? So he says, by Tainios, Shulchan Aruch says, Avalim Yashan Shinas Keva, Eino Chozer Va'ochel V'lo Shose. That once a person goes to sleep the night before a fast day, a person cannot wake up early and just, if he happens to wake up early the next day, you're not allowed to eat and drink unless you make it tonight, Lechel Olishtos. Unless you make it tonight, that's Halach Lamaisa. That a person, people sometimes like to wake up early before a fast day to eat and drink. That's fine if you're planning on doing so when you went to sleep. But if you weren't planning on doing so, you're planning on sleeping through the night, it's just you happen to have woken up early, then you're not allowed to eat and drink. So the Rama says, V'yeshomrim de'bishtia ain't sarach tonight. So the Rama says, V'yeshomrim, that by drinking you don't need it tonight, because mistama, a person has the plan on drinking if he wakes up early, it's ki'ilu he made the tonight. So what you see from there is that apparently one could be makabel a tonight, for a tainus for achila to start early without being makabel for shtia. So maybe the same is true on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim, that achila can be without shtia. So there is some limitation to this concept of shtia b'chlal achila. Now whether you buy that, whether you agree with the Rav Zilberstein on that point or not, but one thing that's very clear in the Mishnah is that there are different shiurim for achila and shtia. So achila and shtia are not exactly the same. There are definitely some minor differences, but it's the same basic type of inui. The Amrei Shlakish says the Gemara Vayitid, Amrei Shlakish, minayin l'shtia shi b'chlal achila. How do we know in general shtia is bechlal achila? Shenemar ve'achal tofnei Hashem lekecha ma'aser degon chatirosh chaviyitzarecha. Tirosh chamrohu. Tirosh is wine. Ve'kari levi achalta. And yet it still calls it v'achalta. So you see that shtia is clearly bechlal achila. Mimai v'dilma da'achle al yidei nigron. Maybe you're drinking the wine by using it as an ingredient in a food. Damara bar Shmuel a nigron maya de silka. A nigron is beet water. A chsigron maya de kulushalki. And a chsigron is made with the waters of vegetable soup. So ella amar ravacha bar Yaakov me'achas. So no, the way we're going to learn that shtia is bechlal achila is from the following pasuk. V'nasata akas bechlal So shechar v'yayin shtiyahu v'kari rachman v'yachalta. Shechar and yayin are shtiyah, and yet the Torah still calls it v'yachalta. Mimai v'dilmachana midach le'aldeya nigron. But again, maybe in this case also, it's a type of food that you put wine in, and you're not actually drinking it. So shechar kasav midi d'mishaker. No, it has to be something that intoxicates. So it doesn't intoxicate when it's just an ingredient in the food. But v'dilma dvela ki'ilis, maybe we're talking about where you're eating a dvela ki'ilis, a dvela from a town called ki'ilis, which is intoxicating, so even foods can be intoxicating. D'tanya achal dvela ki'ilis v'shasa dvash v'chala v'nichnas migdash chayiv. If a person eats intoxicating foods and he enters the base of migdash, he's going to be chayiv. So you see that there is this concept of becoming intoxicated even just by food. Ela yalav sheikhar sheikhar min nazir. Mala alon yayin afkan yayin. So rather we learn it out from Nazir. Just by Nazir, it's Yayin, so we're also it's by Yayin. And by Yayin, the only shikras one gets from Yayin is Bishtiyaso, is by drinking wine, and therefore we know that even though it's drinking, it's referred to as Achila. Now, on this idea that a person eats Dvela Ki'ilis, drinks Dvash V'cholav, and is Nichlas Migdash, is Chayiv, Rashi is Gores Chayiv over here, and he's Chayiv Malkus Mishum Shechar Altesh, Rashi says, right? Chayiv on the top Rashi, Chayiv Mishum Shechar Altesh. The Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdash Parak Aleph Halacha Beis writes that you're not chayiv misa b'shara meshakrim. One is only chayiv misa if he drinks wine, because he holds that b'shara meshakrim is only an iser. It's an iser, but it's not a chayiv misa. Nafkamini says b'zman hazeh, when it comes to nesias kapayim, is a call that a person is shasui. If you're only shasui for iser but not for chiyuv misa, so you're not allowed to be nosei kapav, even though you're not chayiv malkus and that type of drinking. It doesn't matter if it's still an iser, then you wouldn't be able to be nosei kapav. The Beis Yosef discusses this in Siman Kuf Chav Ches in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. He says that since Nesias Kapayim is compared to the avodah, the hekish is only by dvarim shechayiv be'misa, but dvarim asurim there's and there's no kli of misa, is not asr nesias kapayim. I ain hekesh lemechza. So, but he says this isn't a real hekesh. It's just an asmachta midrabanan. So we could be mechalik and say that not every halacha that applies to the avoda is necessarily going to apply the same to nesias kapayim. Okay, so says Gemara further. V'tirosh chamru. You want to tell me that tirosh means wine? Is that really so? V'atanya no demer tirosh asr bechol minim etiko mutar b'yayin. Person takes a neder that he's not going to have tirosh. He's allowed to drink wine. So how can you say that tirosh means wine? So says Gemara, what? V'lav chamru. Do you not think it's wine? V'aksiv v'tirosh yinoviv besulos. That the tirosh is going to cause besulos to open up. As Rashi says, yayin tov shum shakar esadam legalos sisrei libo ha'tumim b'kib besula. We're not talking about actual besulos. We're saying the secrets in one's heart that are closed in, like a basula is closed up. When you have tirosh, it's going to open that right up. You're gonna open up and say nichnas ayin yatsasod. You're gonna start to spill out all your secrets. So how can you say it's not yayin? So it says more davar abba min atirosh yinov basulos. No, maybe tirosh means grapes, and the pasuk is telling me that which comes from tirosh, it doesn't mean wine. It means grapes. And when the pasuk says that it's going to open a person up, it means the product of tirosh, the product of grapes, which would obviously be referring to wine, is what yinovev besulos. Ivaksev v'tirosh yikvecha yifrotzu, but doesn't pasuk say v'tirosh yikvecha yifrotzu, and yikav is always the bar that's by the wine press that collects the wine. So davra bamina tirosh yikvecha yifrotzu. So again, maybe the Yaakov is referring to that which comes from tirosh, but tirosh really means grapes. Vaksev znus v'yayin tirosh yikach lev, but we have another pasuk that says that znus and yayin v'tirosh yikach lev. So you see that tirosh is a reference directly to wine. So elo dekuli alma tirosh chamruhu. You're right. Tirosh has to mean wine. It doesn't mean anything else. It only means wine. Umenidarim halachach arlasha menadim. What was our whole kasha? That if a person is noder mina tirosh, he's mutter b'yayin. Yeah, because by nedarim we don't go with the actual definition. We go with what people call things, and people don't call tirosh yayin. That's why if he's noder mina tirosh, he's mutter b'yayin. V'amai kari le'yayin, v'amai kari le'tirosh. Why does, if tirosh means wine, so why in Tanakh does wine have two names? Why is it called Yayin? And is it also called Tirosh? Shouldn't one name be enough? So Yayin Shemevi Yalala Yalim. It's called Yayin because it's Mevi Yalala Yalim. It brings groaning into this world, meaning people regret things that they do because of wine. Tirosh Shekalam is Garabo Nasa Rush. That anyone who has too much wine, who becomes an alcoholic, so he becomes poor because he's always trying to feed his habit. Rav Kana asks the following stira. Ksiv Tirosh, Tirosh Vikarina Tirosh. Zacha nasa rosh, lo zacha nasa rosh. So here we see the positive power of wine. That zacha, if a person knows how to use his wine properly, he's nasa rosh. It can make him smarter, it can make him wiser, it could open up his heart. But lo zacha, if he doesn't drink in the proper measure, he doesn't drink properly, so nasa rosh, he becomes poor. Rava rami, Rava asks a different stira. Ksiv yishmach, vikarinan yisamach. It says yishmach, you can read it with a shin, but it's the way it's read is yisamach, yayin yisamach levav enosh, that wine gladdens a person's heart. So, or is it yayin mishmach levav enosh? So zacha misamcho, lo zacha mishamemo. So again, if a person has it in the right measure, so then it's going to be a simcha, it's going to be great for him. Otherwise, it's going to be shemama, it's going to be destruction for him. V'ayinu damarava chamra v'rechni pikhin. That's what Rava says, that foods that have a nice aroma or spices that have a nice aroma and wine are make a person wiser. So a person just has to know how to deal with it and to have the right amount. But if have in the right amount, it can make a person wiser and help a person. Good, so that's about wine. How do I know that bathing and anointing oneself is called an inui? That the pasuk says, Daniel describes that what he didn't have, that he didn't eat, basar v'yayin didn't come into his mouth, v'soch lo sachti. So my lechem chamudus lo achalti. What does he mean, lechem chamudus lo achalti? Amru v'dibreid Rav Shmuel bar Shila, safilu namad l'chiti dachyasa, lo achal. He didn't even eat bread of nice wheat, of clean and good wheat. He didn't even eat. Uminalan de chashav ki inoy. Great. So that's what he didn't do. How do I know that it's called an inoy? I mean, you gave me a list of things that Daniel did, but where do I see that it's an inoy? Dechsiva yomer elai, that the Malach Avril said to him, Al tira Daniel, don't be afraid, Daniel. That everything you've been doing, all your fasting, it's been heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ani basi bidvarecha, and because of your words I have come. So the Gemara is going to have a whole story about what that means, what happened to the Malach because of Daniel, and where was he originally. So we're going to have a whole story about that. But Ashkan Sicha, Brechitza Minolin, you only see in that pasuk that he spoke about Sicha. Where do we find that bathing is called an Inui? Summer of Zuchub Rabbi Tuvia Amakrava, Tava Kamayim Bikirbo, Ukeshem and Batsmosav. So Kamayim Bikirbo. So Veima Kishtia, maybe Kamayim Bikirbo means drinking water. How do you know that it means bathing? So Dumya, the Shemin, similar to oil. Ma Shemin Me'avrai, Av Mayim Me'avrai. That if the Shemin is something that's applied to the outside of the body, the water is also. Ivatana Ipcha Kanasav La Ditan Minayin Lesicha Shikishtia Biyom HaKippurim. How do we know that Sicha is considered like drinking Yom Kippur? Av Bishen Rai L'Davar Zekul Davar Shemar V'Tov Mayim Me'kippur K'shem Batsmosav. So we see that the water that we're talking about is drinking water, that it's not water on the outside of the body. Elo Marvashi Ruchitza Mikufei Dekrosh Mi'alei Dechsiv V'soch Lo Sachti. The double Lashon of V'soch Lo Sachti tells me that it's not only Sicha, but it's also Shtia. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up tomorrow with the story with the Malach and Daniel and exactly what happened with Vani Basi is referring to.